If the kibbutz that held the tumor that was lowered into the tana was shalema, was shalom, was not broken, as we had in the previous mission, that if a broken kibbutz is lowered into a tana that the sharet inside the kibbutz, that would be metami the tana. But if the kibbutz is whole and was lowered into the tana, v'cheina kupa, v'cheina chametz, and so too, if a box was lowered into a tana or a chametz, a leather flask was lowered into a tana, hasharet betocha, hatana talks. If there's a sharet inside, the kibbutz, kupa, or chametz, it would not be metame the tana. The tana would remain tahor. As only if the kibbutz is broken, if the sharet inside the kibbutz, it would be metame the tana. But in this case, if the kibbutz is whole, it protects the tana from becoming tummy. And that's only if the kibbutz, kupa, or chametz was not totally lowered into the tana, that the top part of the kibbutz, kupa, or chametz is still above the tana. And this is learned out from the pasuk. The pasuk says that she'ifa mehem al tochu. If the tumor falls into a kli cheres, into a tana, would be metame the kli cheres or tana. Chazal learned out that al tochu is coming to say only tochu, but not toch tochu. Inside of something that's inside the tana would not be metame the tana or kli cheres. So therefore, in this case, that there's a tumor inside a kibbutz, kupa, or chametz, and the kibbutz, kupa, or chametz are inside the tana, that's not called tocho, that's called toch tocho, inside something else that's inside the tana, and the tana would not become tummy. Hasharet betanor, ochlin shebetocha tahor. If the sharet is inside the tana, and the kibbutz, kupa, or chametz is lowered into the tana, the ochlin inside the kibbutz, kupa, or chametz would not become tummy from the sharet. The kli would protect the ochlin that's inside of it from becoming tummy. This also is talking about in such a case that the top part of the kupa chametz or kibbutz is above the tana. Nikfu. If the kli that was lowered into the tana was punctured, it had a hole in it. Such a case, if the hole is a sizable hole, then it would no longer be considered a kli and would no longer protect the ochlin that's inside of it from becoming tummy from the sharet that's inside the tana. What size does the hole have to be to be mevatel from being a kli? Ha'asri la'ichlan shiuran b'zeisim ha'asri la'mashkin shiuran b'mashkin. If the kli that was lowered into the tana was a kli that is used for holding oichlin food, in such a case, the size of the hole that would be mevatel from a Torah's kli is the size of his zayis. If it had a hole the size of an olive, then it would no longer be considered a kli and would not protect the oichlin that's inside of it from becoming tummy. And if it's a kli that is used for holding mashkin, then the size of the hole that would be mevatel from being a kli would be the shear of a mashkin, meaning to say, if the hole is big enough to let in mashkin through that hole, the size of kleinis mashka, in such a case, it will no longer be a kli. Ha'asri l'kach u'l'kach, matilin oso l'chumro, v'kones mashkin. If the kli is used both for oichlin and mashkin, then we would make it a chumra, and we would say that if it has a hole the size of a kleinis mashkin, a hole that allows liquid to seep through that hole when the kli is put into liquid, then it would no longer be a kli. This is a chumra, as this hole is very small, much smaller than the size of a gezaita. Since it's used also for mashkin, a hole that is in this kli that would no longer allow it to be used for mashkin would be mevatel from being a kli and would no longer protect the ochlin that's inside of it from becoming tamei. Sachas kelam parachas mishnah gimel sarita shina suna apia tana ushokas l'tocho be'en l'kafayim. A sarita, a kneading board, the flat kneading board, not totally flat though, it does get a little deeper towards the middle, and it's put into the mouth of the tana and sunk in. It's lowered partly into the tana with the top edges of the sarita sticking out from the top of the tana, and this sarita does not have gafayim, it does not have a rim. Hasharet b'toicha hatanor tamei. If there's a sharet inside the sarita, inside the part of the sarita that's lowered into the tanor would become tamei from that sharet. Hasharet b'tanor ochlin shebetocha tameim. If there's a sharet in the tanor, there's ochlin inside the sarita, and that sarita is lowered into the tanor, the ochlin inside the sarita would become tamei. She'ein matzila miyad kli cheres ela kelim. The reason why the ochlin inside the sarita would become tamei, even though the ochlin is inside the sarita, because the sarita cannot protect the ochlin, and the only thing that would protect ochlin from becoming tamei in a kli cheres is a kli. Now, even though the sarita is a kli, but it doesn't have a kli kibo, it doesn't have a receptacle. And even though it does get a bit deeper towards the middle, but that's not considered a kli kibo, since it does not have a rim, so therefore it cannot protect the ochlin inside of it. And so too, if there's a sharet inside the sarita, that sharet would be metame the tanor. And even though, as we said, we learned that in the pasuk, the only things that are toch a kli cheres would be metame the kli cheres, for something that's inside a kli, and that kli is inside the kli chayr, that's not considered toch the kli chayr. That's called toch tocho, inside something that's inside a kli chayr. But in this case, since the ochel is inside a sarita which does not have a kli, kibo is considered as if it's toch the tanner, not toch tocho, not inside something else. So therefore, the sharet inside the sarita would be matami the tanner, and so too, as the sharet and the tanner would be matami the ochel inside the sarita. Chavishi malea mashkin tahirin, a barrel that is full of liquid that are tar. Unasuna lamata minuchoshto shel tanner, and this chavish is placed underneath the bottom of the tanner, but there's an opening in the bottom of the tanner, and the top part of the chavish juts through the opening of the tanner. Hasharet b'tanner achavish ba'amashkin tahirin. If through the sharet in the tanner, the chavish that juts into the bottom of the tanner and the mask inside that chavish would remain tar. As the chavis cannot become tamei from the tanner, the tanner, a kli cheres, cannot be metamei a kli. And the maskin inside the chavis, even though maskin could become tamei from a kli cheres, so that maskin, since it's on the bottom of the chavis, and the bottom of the chavis is not inside the tanner, cannot become tamei from the shirt. Ha'isa kufuya upiya la'avara tanner. If the chavis is turned over with the top part facing down, and that top part is in the avara tanner, the top part is in the opening on the top of the tanner. Hasharet b'tanner masket tofea shebashule achavis tor. After the sharet from the tanner, the masket tofea, with that masket that is in the bottom of the chavis, would remain tor. As even though the top part of the chavis is inside the opening on the top of the tanner, since the bottom part of the chavis is jutting out from the tanner, and this masket tofea, this dampness, is in the bottom of the chavis, which is not inside the tanner. So therefore, that masket, that liquid, cannot become tamei from the tanner, since that part of the chavis is not in the tanner.